Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Nobody wins this war. Nobody wins this war. You won't
die.
Come on.
In the heat of war, I'm not afraid to die. But what I believe is on the other side. Peace and love, no disgrace. Nobody wins a war in this human race.
Nobody wins this war.
Nobody wins that.
Of Moo Moo Fresh. This joint right here is called I Choose You. Futuring Mama Soul, Moo Moo Fresh, Sa Rock, and Raquel Rob Brown. This joint is crazy. Let's go, ladies.
That's just a lot of pressure, you know. I love you very much, but I just think I need a little bit more time, you You know, it's like I'm holding my heart in place of a football. Look, y'all, I'm posing like the Heisman. I ain't lying. All it took all to get into it was a I do. A simple signature, a pastor and a witness or two. Plus a quick kiss for the two that never quite thought it through. Two in shock, heart melted for the black velvet box with the jury inside. Don't judge me like a jury, loving hip-hop. I'm feeling like Tahiri inside. I ain't used to being chosen, I'm to blame. I do the choosing and recruiting for my team of King James and earn my ring. But nothing beats your loving, don't listen to what your friends say. They have you thinking I'm humping other men like a Wednesday. You swept me off my feet, now you wanna jump the broom and ride it out like witches. But for me it's too soon, don't assume I'm not committed like suicide. But look before you leave me for foolish pride. Butterflies are vanity if we manage to be patient. I ain't running from your loving, but baby, my heart is racing. All the I do, I did, I don't, or I didn't. Shit, I don't know, but it worked for Oprah and Stedman. Instead, we should take it slow.
I'm such a Pisces indecisive when it come to all these men folk. Won't you with my queendom, cause my harem needs some kinfolk. Vegan Alfredo Linguini with a hit of endo. You just catching on, but baby, boy, know that I'll bend out. And I ain't new to this, I'm sure to this. Bump what Jay-Z talk about, better know that it's rules to this. Fuck around, find out how true it is. In lieu of this, respect is a necessity. Don't get to stirring that pimpin' soup without that proper recipe. You ain't got the lie, Craig. All I need is clarity. I don't do that drama, baby. Gonna check my pedigree. You like your freedom? Well, me too. Don't you go on asking me no questions I ain't ask you. Cause I ain't looking to be conquered. Don't disrespect your honor. But love is not a crime, so I refuse to do the time. What you expect, I'm in my prime. And plus, I'm from an alpha line. I do not color in the lines. I illustrate my own designs. My face on all they wanted posters, but they'll never catch me. The cages are too small for my heart song to be set free.
Now, I'm not one to follow, follow the leader. I value your freedom more than diamond rings that shine and blink on my finger. Find your peace, but that I'm not your bottom or your piece. In fact, I do not play the side to get to dollar chicken winger. You won't court me, know the kings of the only suit I entertain. Know them jokers hit the deck when I ace them and they gon' play his game. I'm like Slick Rick, you can call me the ruler. I'm not gon' melt just cause you knelt down on one knee and got foolish, so don't pursue it. Final notice, I am through with mortals. It's gonna take you a few trips to space like NASA to master the password to the portal. And after the magic happens, let's just hope you and your man stay kinda cordial. I sorta kinda had that effect on them. It's 3 weeks since we shacked up and they ain't even came and checked on them. But now they know he got his nose open, he all in. We'll see y'all June 4th, mama's front row, ballin'.
I'm a warrior queen, and adrenaline tastes mean in my mouth. Calm your heart now, soldier. This playing field may only lead you south. The sun can't lose its job. I was born to keep it inspired, to give it a reason to burn its fire. I've come to be that indispensable, the chosen one, indivisible, with liberty for those that choose to surrender. Tender words impeccable, she's just respectable. My clout like leading lady. Slow the play button down to study this motion picture. Baby, come close to my lips here, shouting to worlds beyond this man-made mass rotating round clocks. My ass rotating round glocks, they go to war for me. All hail the queen, she's a force to be reckoned with. A universal trigger come equipped to shoot truth. When I spit griot, told stories of royalty, my youth. Stories that live on in this poetry and prose, in these songs. Music filling pores with life lived full and long. Like, ooh, look at you, dangerously. We aim and see shots ring like fireworks reflected in eyes that see past our hips and thighs. We don't chase suns, none of them, the ones that set or rise. We rule these here skies. Don't have to lie or lay to get what's for me anyway. You hear me, son? It ain't about doing this thing without your yang. This yin's about blessing you, about dreams coming true. Besides, I'm a boss. No chasing or bashing, cause I don't have to. Straight out the Alpha Woman's Bible, baby, every chapter. First 1, 2, 1, 2. Pimpin'.
Yeah. Morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. I had to start out today's show with some strong women in character, in conviction, and in talent. So I opened up today's show with Yawande with her powerful piece, War, going into Mamona Youssef with I Choose You, closing out this morning's set with Nick West and her brand new track called You. Shout out to Nick West over there in Germany. Safe travels, great shows, all that good stuff. Can't wait to see more pictures and hopefully some videos out there. How are you this morning? I was going round and round what direction I wanted to go with this show. I've got so much stuff that's going around in my head that, I don't know, I would imagine you do too. You know, you go on social media, you don't even have to turn on the news and you're kept updated with what's going on in the world and people's thoughts around it and all of that. And I don't necessarily want to jump into that. But I do think about it, and I think about how can we as individuals and as families and as communities keep ourselves whole and keep ourselves uplifted and embracing who we are and all of that. I've been thinking a lot about that as I have gone on my own personal journey of self-reflection, calling myself out on certain things and letting go and learning to really forgive. And it, by no means am I there, but I'm working on it. I definitely am working on it. And I just think that I want to shout out to the women. You know, we're the core of this world. We give life to this world. You know, it starts at home. It starts with us. You know, what are we bringing into this world? What kind of character are we showing? What is our backbone like? Are we one that always blames others, or can we own up to our own stuff and work on our own stuff so that we can be healthier? You know, we put a lot of pressure on our children, you know, our babies, to understand this world. We put a lot of pressure on them. And then the world on top of that puts a lot of pressure on them. You know, back when I was coming up, I was allowed to be a kid. I was allowed to be a kid. I did not have to take on the weight of the world of the adults. And I think that's the way it should be. The world that we are bringing children up in now, maybe we don't necessarily have a choice, because once they step away from us, they're just exposed, right? But still, I don't know. I think that we can take it back somewhat. I think that we can step up and be responsible. And I think we can instill some values into our children within our homes that they can carry out into the world that will help them maneuver through their days. I don't know. Think about it. Think about, you know, what you have going on in your world, what you have to deal with, how you approach what you have to deal with, and what you can definitely walk away from. I had a great conversation with one of my business partners and colleagues yesterday, and I said, you know what, some of the things that I've held on to, I really, really realized that I don't need to. You know, I've been going through some situations in this industry where there are some women that just don't like me, you know. And I have sat here and tried to figure out why. They don't really know me. I've tried to show my support. And then something just flips out there and it turns into something very different. But you know what? I'm not going to own it anymore. I let go. I forgive. I forgive myself. I even ask out to the universe for them to forgive me if they really, really believe that I did wrong. You know? Because sometimes it's not about us. Sometimes it's about how somebody else perceives something. And we don't have control over it. But we can definitely ask that they forgive. Everybody comes from their own walk of life and how they perceive, how they interpret, you know. And we live in a world where so much is gray. It's not that black and white thing, like clear, you know, what the rights and wrongs are, what the definition is of a word or a phrase. It is so left up to interpretation, right? But I want to impress upon you, you know, to be good to yourself. It starts with you. It really, really does. It starts with you. And we women, I'm telling you, my sisters, we have the power to control so much more than we allow us to understand. We've allowed our power to be turned over to a whole lot of people, including our children. And we need to claim it. We need to take it back. We really need to take it back. I posted something up last night before I went to bed because I was noticing a bunch of people putting it out there a lot about how they're having issues with other people. Have you ever thought about the fact when somebody continuously over and over and over has issues with other people and they blame other people? The bottom line is that person may be the core of their own issues. Again, let's go back to some self-talk. Let's go back to some reflections. Let's go back and just be honest. You know, when I was a domestic violence advocate, I used to use this exercise with some of my clients where you take a piece of paper and you fold it in half and you write on one side the pros of a situation, relationship, and the cons of it. And sometimes maybe the pros of it outweigh the cons, but the severity of the cons, the intensity, the negative outcomes outweighs it, even though it's few. And I would suggest that you do that. I would suggest that you even do it in regards to yourself, the pros and cons. And be honest. The thing is be honest. Because as we leave 2014, we can still have growth. I thought about how I entered in this year and how I was so ready to do some things, right? And, I did a lot of things. I did not accomplish everything that I wanted to, and it's really not too late. But I didn't do everything that I thought would happen right away. Obstacles, life, industry challenges, learned lessons, more growth in this industry, let me just tell you. But I want to end this year, once I settle and find a place for Daddy and I to live and kind of get that part of my world under control, I want to really, really do something that takes me out of this year, that feels good, that feels like I accomplished, to be a better person for myself so that I can be a better person who serves others. That's really important to me. Think about what's really important to you as we exit 2014, because, man, we're going into the fall. Can you believe it? We are going into the fall. But let me jump into some more music. I think it's going to be about the ladies today. It's going to take you out to the East Coast to my girl Coley Williams with Black Love.
My daddy told me he loved me. He told me I was the best. He worked real hard for his family. Sometimes two jobs. My daddy told me he loved me. He gave me his gift of song. I didn't need to find a man to be my daddy, 'cause I had one. My mommy told me she loved me. She told me I was the smartest girl in the world. She taught me to have an opinion, to look beneath the surface. How to be a woman, a
skinny girl. I got curves you can see clear across the world. But I'm a real strong sister with a big old dream. You should never judge a book by its cover, you see.
Stand all and embrace my identity.
Cause ain't a damn thing false when it comes to me. Took a long time, now I'm feeling fancy free. Listen, let me tell you how I came to be. Guess what? I thought that I could never be like the girls on the screen. Straight hair, long legs, I felt so ashamed. Knew my hips would never match what the TV portrayed.
Flashback to when I was about 14.
I had fake long nails and a big old weave. I tried every diet trying to be size 10. Used to get so dizzy that my head would spin. Cut off my hair, trimmed down my nails real low, hoping that my beauty would show. But today I can say that it feels so good to be me. I can say my curves are beautiful, they make me shine, they make me fine, and now I know that I'm just right.
Each time we meet.
Say.
Lie with me.
Say.
Lie with me.
Say.
Come on and fly with me.
Fly with me.
Fly.
Fly.
Fly with me.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava, and I'm thinking it's going to be about the sisterhood this morning. It's going to be about my ladies, my ladies. So in this last set, I opened up with Coley Williams with Black Love, going into Raj Dulari with Natural, and then closing out today with that set, my girl Felicia Loud out of Black Stacks. That was Night By live at the Triple Door in 2013. That was an amazing experience. I need to stop and just say something about Black Stacks and the power of Miss Felicia Loud. Just a little woman. Oh, but man, when you hear her sing, she draws you in. She draws you in and captivates you with that eclectic voice of hers, and just knowing how to use it, where to emphasize, where to pull in, where to push out. She's a true performer, and just, you know, just a power piece. Of what is known as Black Stacks. My girl Sister Love was backing up Felicia that night, and she's doing that pretty frequently as Jace and Felicia perform around town at different events. And, you know, the thing with Black Stacks is they understand it goes beyond the music. They understand that they have a responsibility not only as artists but as parents, you know, in what they do and how they go about being public figures here in Seattle, Washington. It's always about bringing awareness. It's always about creating words and stories that make you stop and think and say, And I'm really proud. I am really, really proud to work with this group. Originally, it started out as three. Well, maybe we would say four, okay? Because Aura Runga played a very, very strong part in Black Stacks when I got involved. And now he's traveling the world with Macklemore, and that's a blessing for OR. You know, it started out as J.C. Cage and Silas Black as the MCs, along with Felicia Loud. And now it's just J.C. Cage and Felicia Loud, but they're still doing it. You know, they've done some amazing, powerful shows like the Mataraka Festival, opening up for Blackalicious. They've got some more shows coming up here really soon. And they're messengers. They're musical messengers. And the artists that I'm playing today for you, they're musical messengers. They're strong women. They have honed their craft. They feel responsible for who they are and what they do. They work really, really hard. They're passionate women. And they are women that your daughters, your children can look up to. I can say that. I can say that hands down about all of the women that you're going to hear today. They are women that your children's, your daughters can look up to. What kind of images are your children seeing? Who are they exposed to? Think about that. That was something that my daddy impressed upon me as a young mom. My daddy said to me, Susan, you want women around your children that they can look up and say, that is how a lady acts and carries themselves. And that stuck with me. That really, really stuck with me in who my friends were and the women and what type of images my children were seeing and experiencing and being exposed to from the women that I had in my world. And I got a shout out to my women, my sisters. I was not born with sisters Although my parents' first child was a girl, she passed away before I came along. But I was blessed on this earth to have God send me sisters. And I think about that. I do. I think about what kind of role models our girls have, what kind of role models our babies have. I will never claim as a single parent that I played the role of a father because I could not do it. But I did make sure that my children had some strong male role models in their life. I don't think that women should ever claim to play a male role because we can't do it. And so I'm not one of those women that are going to claim Father's Day by no means. I know my son, Dwight, has raised his children on his own. You know, and he's like, Mom, I give you all the credit for, raising children on your own. He's like, man, this is not easy. Having to juggle, having to figure out what to do when your kid is sick or get called from the school and you're at work. And he's in the medical field, you know. And so there have been times when he's been in surgery or, you know, with patients and all of that it's been challenging, you know, but he's figured it out. He really has. He's figured it out. But going back to the sisterhood, we as women, you know, we are life of this world. We are. We need to be a little bit more careful about the men that we choose to lay down with. Because too many are popping up pregnant by men that are long gone, that she had no intentions of even thinking about being connected to after a one-night thing. So we need to be a little bit more conscious about that, you know? We do. We need to be a little bit more conscious. And let's be more whole. Let's think about what we bring into this world. Let's think about our own power and how we use it and what it means. What does it really, really mean? You know, I'm definitely calling myself out on this because I do not want to end this year feeling the way that I feel and have felt, you know, and I want to be a better person going into 2015. That's really important to me. And accepting some things that have been very, very difficult for me to accept, you know, because it has to do with my family. But it's something that's necessary, you know, for me to heal. And so I want to go into this new year better than 2014. You know, I do. I want to be healthier. I want to be physically strong, emotionally strong, and I just really want to put my, you know, best foot forward. You know, I just feel like that's important in ending this year. You know, I am my father's caretaker. I have absolutely no regrets in that. It is not always easy. It keeps me in a position that I can't leave the house too often or for very long. Because, you know, I don't want them to fall. I don't want, you know, when they get up in age, their bones are very brittle and they don't heal when they get a fracture. And so I just need to be very aware of, you know, what's going on with Daddy. So it makes it a challenge to find a place to live, on top of the fact that it is so very expensive to live in Seattle, but I'm determined to live in Seattle. Daddy wants to and needs to live in Seattle. So, I just keep hunting and searching and trying to find that perfect place for he and I so that I can get him settled in so I can be in a great place to care for him. And then, you know, just blossom and do what it is that I do. So let me jump back into some more powerful women. I'm going to take you down to California and play my baby girl, BK, with Hardest Part featuring Nappy Roots.
BK, what up? Yeah,
Nappy.
Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing that's promised before you leave for faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind, cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love, cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick and a snare, and I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Top of the heap, but will I fall down? Touching these peeps is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feel. If you believe in, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and wait, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm coming.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Grind don't stop, 24-7, the hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat it drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48. People come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you're made of the situation. Each is different time and place. Rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends, it's best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part. I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there. This is nothing, wanted something, it's still the hardest part. I ain't leaving, have no fear. Best believe that I'll be right here. I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
There was a time in the past when you did it every single day. I never meant to hurt you, but I gotta wonder if we can survive if you keep bringing up the past all of the time. No one is perfect, but
foot, you and I used to fit, and now it seems that all you wanna do is fight with me and talk mash. We went ahead and took a break, but then you said that you were wrong about it. So why now does it take so much energy to come back to me? Tore my heart apart just to end up brainwashing my mind. Like a religious fanatic, it now appears that I'm waiting for Armageddon. So much has changed since I've talked about fancy weddings. Do you remember the time? We'll be right back.
I hope you've enjoyed the music that I played this morning on Morning Coffee with Flava. In this last set, I played BK with Hardest Part featuring Nappy Roots, going into Tanya Tiet with Never. Shout out to Tanya. I believe she's over in Copenhagen, Denmark right now, or returning from there. And then closing out today's set with an absolutely amazing, beautiful woman here in Seattle, Washington. Her name is Bridget Hempstead. She is a part of a group called Sierra Sisters that is a support system for breast cancer survivors, breast cancer awareness. And this particular song, Sister Don't You Know, was dedicated to women who have gone before us and are surviving breast cancer. So there's some beautiful women out there in your world, right? You might be one of them. You might have an amazing woman who's in your world as your life partner, as your mother, your aunt, your sister, a best friend. You know, embrace them, uplift them. You know, we are the foundation of this world. I really believe that. You know, we may have that emotional moment and all of that, but think back, who held your world together? You know, was it a woman? Was it an auntie? Was it a grandma? You know, who held your world together? For me, I have some beautiful, wonderful women that were placed into my world that played mother roles. And I don't think that, you know, you can have too many parent roles, especially if they're healthy ones. And I was very, very blessed to have an amazing mom, you know, who loved me and supported me, and then other women that came into my world that were women that I could look up to and say, that's who I want to be like. That's who I want to be like. Shout out to my mom who's passed, to my godmom who's passed, to my other mama Lois who has passed, you know, to Grace Ryan who is still here, an amazing, amazing, loving woman. You know, shout out to the women who have played roles in my world that helped my world, you know, make sense when sometimes as a young girl it didn't make sense. So today I embraced my women, you know, the powerful female artists that have come my way. I embraced myself as a woman and as a woman that is a public role model. I take who I am and what I do and say very, very serious. By no means do I claim to be perfect, but I evolve and I grow. And that's what I like to share with you is that, you know, that's what life should always be about is growth. It's about evolving. It's about becoming better than you were. You should never want to stay stagnant. You should never want to stay still. You really shouldn't, because there is so much more out there to life than what you can maybe understand and embrace right now in this moment, but you can appreciate in the future. As you start this day, look in the mirror and know that that person looking back at you is an absolutely amazing person and loves you. Go out and share a smile with somebody, especially a stranger, because that simple act of kindness can change somebody else's day. But guess what? It can change your day too. I want to thank you for your love and support of who I am as a radio personality and a radio show host and an artist cheerleader. If it was not for you, the amazing creative souls and the people that believe in me, I would not be here doing what I do. Have a great, great day, and I look forward to sharing more time with you in the future on Flava Marlex Radio.